Well, now to that big media moment last night. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow tweeting, "Breaking, we've got Trump tax returns. Seriously." And social media seriously caught fire. Then the show came, as Brooks Gladstone, co-host of NPR's On the Media, tweeted, "I'm afraid this is going to be Al Capone's vault," a reference to that big TV spectacular in which Geraldo Rivera opened a vault and we saw nothing. Rachel and her guest, reporter David K. Johnston of DCReport.org, who said he was the one who actually received the material in the mail, showed two pages of a 2005 tax return. Let's bring in NPR's media correspondent David Folkenflik. David, Rachel Maddow always does a terrific, frankly, context-filled 20-minute intro to her show. This time, many viewers thought she should have cut to the chase. Your thoughts?
Oh, it was so loaded, front-loaded with context. You felt like you were uncertain what text there might be, what actual meat there would be to the matter. And I think that was a disservice both to the nature of the issue and to the time of viewers, many of whom might have been tuning in to sample Maddow, given how much heat it generated in a short amount of time, as you say, on social media, and how much MSNBC itself was pumping it up. It's not to say there was nothing there, but there was a lot of throat clearing to an extent that I don't think aided the clarity of what she was trying to present.
And what do you think was there? You know, these tax returns in 2005 showed Donald Trump earning $150 million that year and paying about a quarter of that in taxes.
Sure. I mean, I think that we did get some insight from this. I think it is useful to know about this. Why is it useful to know about this? It's because Trump is the first presidential major party nominee in decades and certainly president in decades to refuse to release his tax return. So you're trying to figure out how he made money, what might be personally important to him, with whom he might have been in business. There are all kinds of implications what we learned. We learned that, as the Times put it this morning, that Trump, you know, wrote off call it $100 million in losses. Mm-hmm. You learned that he paid significant amount of taxes, but that was largely almost entirely because of the alternative minimum tax that was levied against him, something that he's seeking to diminish or eliminate. So there are a variety of insights that you can glean from these things. It's just, you know, it felt a little bit like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain there for a while.
Well, but this isn't, you know, her program is not a nightly news program or even, you know, CNN in some ways. Talk a little bit about tone. When we finally hear from her, she noted that the White House issued a statement, important news, saying that the tax return was published illegally by fake news. Here's her response.
"For the record, the First Amendment gives us the right to publish this return. It is not illegally published, nor are we fake. Pinch me. I'm real."
Now, her many followers delight in Rachel Maddow's tone. But is there something about making something, I don't know, personal? Your thoughts on just the delivery of the information?
Look, Rachel Maddow is very smart. If I'm not mistaken, she has a doctorate, a PhD mm-hmm. from Oxford, where she was a Rhodes Scholar. You know, she likes to give you the backdrop of this. I just think she poorly served it. I think this could have been two segments. And there's no need for them to try to do it all at once. This was fairly thinly sliced, you know, bread, if you're thinking about what happens. That's not unfamiliar for cable news. And she's much more tethered to fact and research than a lot of her ideological
yes.
rivals at different places. But that said, I think she's still responsible for what she did. I think she poorly served what she was trying to do. If you overhype a story, you can obscure what there's real in there. And I think there's some insight to be gleaned even from tax forms a dozen years ago, given the paucity of public information Trump has provided to the public and to the voters.
Well, and just to weigh in for a second, again, this is somebody who does an amazing amount of research and work in that opening that she has to her program. But this came at a time, this hoopla, this hype, came at a time when the press is, you know, back on its heels, the mainstream press. Does this, I mean, what you're seeing today in social media is many on the right, Donald Trump supporters, Breitbart readers saying, see, there's hype from Rachel Maddow as well. Does this also infect regular mainstream media?
You know, look, I think that Trump was willing to attack the idea that, as we heard from Rachel Maddow, that somehow this was legal. It's legal for them to do it as long as they haven't solicited an illegal act to obtain it. And in fact, their guest, David Johnston, had it, he said, sent over the transom. He speculated by people allied with Trump or the president himself to distract from other issues. I think that you're seeing an attack by Breitbart. You're seeing an attack from Fox News, which is feeling its ratings yeah. under pinch. Rachel Maddow has done very well of late. But, you know, I think she would better serve her argument and what she's scrutinizing by tempering it and presenting yeah. it with the attention it deserves. It wasn't worth a full show special. It certainly wasn't.
David Folkenflik, thank you.